Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now for some post-game or post-debate analysis, we turn to our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Dombke, who are with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Let's start our conversation by coming off of Martha Biebinger's last word last night. Are any of these four candidates sinking or swimming this morning based on last night's debate performance? And Dan, let's start with you.
Well, I don't think anyone is sinking if you mean hurt himself or herself. They all acquitted themselves just fine. There weren't any big blunders. So it was lively, and it was occasionally contentious, but I think it was easy for people to follow. In terms of swimming, I think Tim Cahill probably helped himself a little. He stepped aside from the arguments between Deval Patrick and Charlie Baker. His answers were simple and clear. Some people might say they're too simple, but he was better than I thought he was going to be.
Todd Dombke.
I would say that they were treading water, really. I agree with Dan about Tim Cahill, although he was in the shallow end of the pond. Pool, I mean. But it was not a great debate. I mean, no one, you know, would confuse it with the show America's Got Talent.
Let's talk about the two front runners in their performances, Governor Patrick and Republican Charlie Baker. They sparred quite frequently last night. Did either one of them come out on top, Todd?
Not really. I don't think so. I think the two independent candidates can claim to have made some progress. But, of course, Jill Stein at 3% in the polls, you know, she had the most to gain. She was at least as articulate as the other candidates and the only woman. And she staked out issues turf to the left of Deval Patrick that could be a real problem for him. You know, if she manages to turn her 3% into 5 or 6%, Patrick will be in trouble.
Well, Charlie Baker had a laundry list of grievances against Deval Patrick, and he would trot them out periodically. And Deval had a laundry list of accomplishments. As a result, their answers were pretty dense. They were multi-part contraptions that were sometimes hard to follow. And as the noted minimalist architect and political consultant Mies van der Rohe once said, less is more.
I want to ask you about Cahill. You both said you thought that he did pretty well as he tried to distance himself from Baker and Patrick. But the Globe, in its headline this morning, which I have in front of me here, says Cahill was often pushed to the sidelines.
I'm not buying that. I think Cahill performed well. He had a good camera angle, which helps. The camera was on him. Whereas Charlie Baker and Jill Stein, who were on the sides of the platform, all you saw was the side of their head. So Cahill was able to make his way through this. And in fact, at one point, Deval Patrick even gave him what he called props or credit for his school building fund monitoring. And, you know, that's not surprising because Deval Patrick wants Tim Cahill to be good and
to take some votes away from
exactly,
Charlie Baker.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think Cahill spoke in fluent soundbite. It's easy to imagine him having prepped for that debate by memorizing some slogans that they will now turn into ads. He said, "We need solutions, not blame. We have to trust the people. It's not a question of political parties. We need new people." Now, here's a lifelong career politician saying we need new people, and he's talking about himself. So that would be like Charlie Baker at 6'6", saying he's fighting for the little people.
Anyone get stung on the issues as everyone tried to criticize Governor Patrick for the state of the economy and the state of state finances, and Governor Patrick tried to sting Baker for the continued big dig money problems facing the state and that we're continuing to have to pay on the big dig?
Well, I think generally Governor Patrick was on the defensive last night, and he seemed defensive. And, of course, he had to play defense with three candidates against him making the case against the status quo. He scored points, but like on the big dig, but he had no overall theme. He didn't give people really a compelling reason to reelect him. So he's helped by having the three candidates split the vote. He only needs 40% perhaps to win, but I doubt if he was impressive to 40% of the people watching.
Let me ask an atmospheric question, Dan. Was Governor Patrick too much on the defensive?
He was explaining himself a lot. And even Jill Stein questioned whether the state was in good economic condition. I think, you know, debates tend to be, this early anyway, tend to be exercises to fire up your base, to make sure people know what you stand for. And in that sense, I think Deval Patrick did well. He was able to handle the criticism. As Todd said, he didn't get a chance to play much offense.
All right. I want to ask a Baker question. It felt like Baker, for the entire hour, was just a little angry at the state of the state. And I don't know whether that was intentional or not, but I'm wondering, Todd, if you think that Baker, as the dissatisfied man, is a good image, given the mood of dissatisfied voters.
Message-wise, I think it is good, because the voters aren't happy either. But personality-wise, not good. He seemed exasperated, almost as if he, you know, after giving all his facts and logic, he couldn't understand why Deval Patrick didn't just appoint him governor. You know, but he came across as a business executive. He was assertive, but he didn't show any real heart or humor. Now, he tended to speak in business terms. A lot of people want that. People know the state is in a jam. They want someone to cut spending. Charlie was the tough candidate, ready to cut pensions, bureaucracy, and taxes. And he's hoping, I think, to resonate with that message.
Okay, very quick question here. The polls, generally speaking, show Patrick ahead of Baker, but with Baker within striking distance, Cahill a distant third, and Jill Stein a footnote. Did that last night's debate do anything to change that, Dan?
I think it helped Tim Cahill.
Well, who won the debate really depends on who watched. If the audience was relatively small and mostly voters interested in politics, you know, people who already made up their minds, then the debate was probably not a game changer. No one turned in a great performance. But with a four-candidate dynamic, little shifts in loyalty can make a big difference. From that perspective, the two independent candidates did pretty well.
Todd Dopke, Dan Payne, thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.
With you.
Dan and Todd will offer daily commentary throughout this fall on WBUR's new election blog called Election Wire. It's at our website, wbur.org.